Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. And helping all families grow through the adoption process is important to us. We have offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. And Adoption Associates private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we are thankful to you, our listener, for being with us and for continuing to follow the Adoption Focus program. It is our hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And today is November 6th. We are close to the end of our series that has been running since late spring, early summer, Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And it's been really fun and great to hear from each of our staff members on a more personal level about their role and work, and also a little behind the scenes about each of their own lives. And we continue that today with our guest, Nikki Racine. And I'd like to go ahead and welcome you, Nikki, to the show.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. And I'm excited to hear from you today and for our listeners to hear from you, because you do some important work for Adoption Associates as well. And so let's just jump right into that and I'd like to have you start today by telling us, Nikki, about your role and your work with the agency.
Sure. So my title is Director of Fund Development and Outreach. But basically what I kind of do, I guess, is I am in charge of some fun events for the agency, and I'm sort of the fundraiser portion of Adoption Associates. I chair a lot of those things. So I guess what I could go back to the beginning, I came up with this idea. I've always been sort of a runner, and we created the Touched by Adoption 5K that's evolved for the last 7 years, and, you know, upcoming, this will be our 8th year, and we kind of have really made it more of a family fun event, not just focusing on just the 5K, but, you know, the amazing event that gets to sort of celebrate adoption together with families and those that have been touched by adoption. So that's one of my main events that I've done every year.
Awesome. And so on a more personal level here for just a second, Nikki, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit just about who you are outside of Adoption Associates.
Sure. So I actually am an attorney by trade. I graduated from law school. I will not tell you the year. It will date me so far along. I graduated from law school. I practiced I worked for the city of Lansing for quite a while. And once I sort of took a different path with my life down the adoption road, which I know that we will talk about in just a few minutes, I kind of found the love and passion for adoption and part of that world. So I've also, in the last couple of years, become a personal trainer, which is something that I never thought I would do, but I love to help people in all avenues of life. And I've sort of evolved into this healthy journey on my own. And I teach a few classes here in Grand Lodge at a studio, some high-intensity interval training classes, and I love spending time with my family and my boys and being outdoors, and we just recently bought this very large motorhome, so we're going to be doing some fun things with camping and that kind of thing. So,
awesome. Awesome. And you mentioned that you do have a personal connection to adoption. Could you talk about that a little bit, and then maybe how it impacts the work that you do for Adoption Associates?
Absolutely. So, you know, the journey of having children and the white picket fence and all of that kind of just didn't happen for my husband and I. And so we just happened to say a lot of prayers, and we were led into the world of adoption, and we found Adoption Associates. And we actually have two beautiful little boys that we adopted through Adoption Associates. Our 7-year-old came home when he was about 5 weeks old, and he is from the domestic program through Adoption Associates. So he's only from about 45 minutes away, technically, from where we live. And so that was a beautiful time in our lives when we first became parents. And then we decided to do it again. But this time we did international adoption. And our 4-year-old, who came home when he was just shy of a year, is actually from Ethiopia. So we were so blessed to be able to travel to Ethiopia and learn about the country and welcome home our second little boy through Adoption Associates. So that, you know, having two beautiful children and blessing our family has not only influenced my heart, but it's also influenced my focus about just helping to bring other children and babies home to their loving families through adoption. And Adoption Associates has just been my focus ever since, and I think it will be for the rest of my life. I'm so grateful, and I love this opportunity that I've been given to be able to help raise money for other families and beautiful children to come home.
That's awesome. And I hear in your responses, you know, your passion for this and in several different areas that you do feel strongly about, but are there one or two things that you could really pinpoint for our listeners, Nikki, that you would say are your favorite things about the work that and the role that you play and what you get to do?
I think, you know, it's sort of evolved. When I first started this job, quote unquote, you know, it's not a job to me because I literally every day I love to be involved and immersed in just being able to see these beautiful children, you know, these babies and these parents who have struggled, and you know, it's this just amazing thing to witness. And I think seeing the forever families being formed and seeing, you know, being able to talk to, you know, struggling, you know, parent folks or couples who want to become parents. And I've been there. I've done it. I've been through the brokenness and the angst and the sadness. But to see all of that and to have been through all of that and to now see my happiness and excitement and my beautiful family, you know, to be able to see all of that and be a part of that is probably one of my most favorite things. And I have to say, the Touched by Adoption 5K/family fun event that we hold every year is probably, it's like a Christmas day to me, to see everybody come together and all of these beautiful families formed or have that have been touched by adoption. You know, it's evolved to have birth mothers and birth fathers and you know, neighbors and just, it's the most beautiful thing to see the celebration of adoption come together.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all know that with Christmas, it's fun and exciting, but there's a lot of work that goes into that too. And you, you know, yeah. Each year, Nikki rolls up her sleeves and, you know, really puts her all into that along with the help and support of the Lansing staff. And maybe we didn't mention that at the beginning of the podcast, but Nikki, you are predominantly based out of our Lansing office location. So fantastic team there in Lansing that also works hard to help you put that 5K on every year. Did you just want to mention briefly how listeners could learn more information or what slight change for next year, because we won't be holding it in the same month, I don't think, that we normally do. You want to take just a minute maybe to address that?
Yes. So actually, exciting news. This is the first time I'm even saying this out loud. We have changed the entire focus of the Touched by Adoption 5K Family Fun event to, from the summer months, which we normally have August or September, to the weekend of Mother's Day, which I think is going to be this amazing, beautiful event. May 11th, 2019 is our 8th. Annual Touch by Adoption 5K, and it's on a Saturday, and it's actually birth mother day. So it's a celebration of birth mothers, and then the following day is Mother's Day. And so I really think this will be a culmination of just an amazing celebration of why adoption is such a beautiful thing from all angles, from birth mother perspective, birth parents, to adoptive parents, to the adoptees, and just anybody who's been touched by adoption. So that's so exciting. You know, work has already started because we're doing it earlier. So we're en route to have an amazing event this year as well. Same location, Portland, Michigan, but please mark your calendars.
Right, and for more information, lots of stuff is posted on the agency's Facebook page or calling the Lansing office, connecting with us on the web, too. So before we run out of time, though, I don't want to – we got sidetracked for a minute, which is fun, but with so much of your work, Nikki, being focused on, you know, fundraising efforts, could you talk just a little bit about how the agency utilizes donations and why fundraising is so important to the work of adoption?
Absolutely. So, you know, this is another thing that sort of evolves as we move on with times that are changing. You know, international adoption has sort of, you know, fallen a tad bit. So historically, we use the funds for numerous things, for birth mother outreach, for, you know, program development, for domestic family intervention, like all of those things. What we now are noticing, though, that fundraising is not, and I've really noticed this personally, it's not just about the money, Jennifer. You know, fundraising in and of itself, it's a lot of work. And of course, we need the monetary donations, but it's about networking and reaching out and really, you know, having those supporters and telling them about our mission and so having them, you know, help support with us and creating this sort of community that follows us and that can see that we make a change. You know, adoption is significantly important in this world. And I really think that our agency does a great job with putting the mission out there and sort of corralling, you know, the families and all of our followers. But fundraising is a huge part of that so that we can keep them updated and keep our supporters with us and following us and keep the monetary donations coming in.
Right. And we, you know, to that end, we also have a commitment amongst all four of our offices to really have connections within our communities locally. And we provide services throughout the entire state of Michigan, but being connected on a personal way in each of our communities is a goal of our agency as well. And with November being Adoption Awareness Month, we are headed out into our respective communities next week to do more of that same stuff. And last week, our executive director, Michelle Dykema, was with us as well on the podcast talking about that too. So a lot of stuff, great stuff going on right here, right now in the month of November. We are approaching the end of the podcast, Nikki, and I didn't want to too quick run out of time to have you, if you could, or if you were able to talk just briefly about the gala, which is just like happening like next week, very, very soon, this week. Oh, I'm losing track of time in a few days. Anything you want to say about that to someone who's listening? We have about a minute left.
Okay, sure. So the gala is another event that I helped to plan, and we are actually the West Side Gala that will be held at the Goey Center on Friday. We have Miss Angela Tucker as the guest speaker, and she's this very well-known international speaker about adoption, and she's an adoptee. And, you know, just one of those things, it's an event where we come together to celebrate adoption, and we have a silent auction, and it's just a beautiful evening where, you know, really Adoption Associates is just an amazing agency, and I'm just honored to be a part of this. And I know we probably won't get to say this, but I want to say I'm so grateful for the teamwork that we have here at our offices, and we really work well together, and I'm just grateful as an adoptive mom and in my position to just be involved in Adoption Associates in general.
Thank you, Nikki. Sorry, we got to chatting and we ran short on time. We are at the end of the podcast. I appreciate you, our listeners, for tuning in week after week to Adoption Focus. Feel free to give us a call for more information about the gala or how you could be connected with our agency, 800-677-2367. We're also at adoptionassociates.net. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great week. Bye-bye.